Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，早上好。
It's been years since I've seen you guys, some of you guys face to face.
好久没有和弟兄姊妹一同面对面可以见面。
It's always good to be able to fellowship together. It's a privilege and also opportunity.
我们可以一同分享，实在是神给我们的特权和机会。
Over the pandemic, I had lots of opportunity to work with some of the youth kids in our church.
我在我们那边的聚会在这个疫情期间呢，常常和年轻人一起服侍。
And I know through experience that around this time of the year, they get really busy.
我们知道这个时候的每一年都非常的繁忙。
Especially the senior kids.
特别年纪大一点的青少年。
They have college applications and other APs and a lot of other activities they have to attend to.
他们有些是要申请大学，有些要考试，还有很多其他的活动。
Which reminded me of how I was like back in senior year.
这使我想起我当年在要考大学那一年的时候。
The things I had to do just to make sure my college application looked somewhat decent.
那时候我就忙着使我申请大学的申请呢是不错的。
I remember that people told me getting good grades isn't enough to get to college.
我记得那时候很多人告诉我你只是成绩好还是不够的。
Here in America, they also colleges also care about what else can you do.
在美国的大学他们也关心你在课程之外还有什么接触的事情。
So they suggested, why don't I participate in some kind of sport?
那些人就建议我呢去参加一些的体育的活动。
So I thought to myself, I'm not exactly athletic.
我对我自己说呢，我也不是非常有体育的这种才能。
I'm not tall, I lack coordination, I don't know what to do.
我也不够高，我呢这个也不是很协调，我不知道我要做什么。
So that means no basketball, no baseball, no soccer, no tennis. Basically nothing fun.
这就使得我不能打篮球、足球啊、橄榄球啊，或者是网球啊，没有什么其他的可以有趣的事情可以做。
So I decided, I might as well join track.
我就决定呢，我去跑竞赛。
If I cannot jump, if I cannot hit the ball, I might as well just run.
我是不能够跳高的话呢，我可以选择竞赛。
But because I don't like to run to begin with, I'm top heavy and I got short legs, so running is also not my thing.
但是呢，我呢上身比较重啊，腿比较短，所以呢，我跑步呢也不是很有天赋。
So I did it.Just for the sake of putting a check mark next to my college application.
我呢就想是不是就是不需要只是在我的这个申请当中只是打一个勾。
So I did it, but really, really unwillingly.
我是很不情愿的确实做了。
When it comes to practice, I would do the bare minimum.
当我要去操练的时候，我只是做非常少的。
And of course, when it comes to competitions or events, I wouldn't perform so well.
所以呢，在竞赛比赛的时候呢，我的这个成绩并不好。
But because I have to participate in at least a few of them, I kind of have to force myself.
因为我确实还需要做一些这好几项，所以呢，我就是不情愿的去做。
And then oftentimes I will find excuse to not participate at all.
有时候我就会找理由我不去参与。
My leg hurts. I gotta do this at home. My mother needs me. Blah blah blah. I find all sorts of excuses to not go to practice or competitions.
对，我就会说我的腿痛，或者是我家里有事，或者我母亲需要做什么，我就会有这些理由不去参加训练或者比赛。
And so oftentimes I go to my coach, can I do this but not that? And basically I spend a lot of time trying to nickel and dime my way to not do things.
所以我就会对我的这个教练呢说呢，这里有那里有，会做很多推辞的工作。
He knew right away that through my attitude, my heart wasn't on the team.
所以这个教练呢，马上就知道我呢心并不在于这个训练队，所以他也清楚。
But he was nice enough to allow me to continue to stay on the team.
但是呢，教练呢还是很友善的，他让我继续在这个在这个团队当中。
But we all know that when a person is kind of nickel and diming you what to do, what not to do, you can tell that it shows the attitude of his heart.
我们知道有人要是在你面前婆婆妈妈的讲一些事情啊，这能显示这个人他的心态，他的态度是如何。
And throughout the gospel, Jesus has been showing the religious leaders that their hearts are so far, are far away from God.
在圣经中，主耶稣常常使得这些的这些所谓的教会或者是这些宗教的领袖们，他们的心不在神。
Because the way they are applying the laws.
因为他们所遵循的这个律法。
The way they are applying the law is just, can I do this? Can I not do that? That kind of attitude.
他们的态度就是我能行这些吗？还是不能行这些？
And as the day of Jesus' crucifixion gets closer, that message becomes stronger and stronger.
当主耶稣上十字架之前的时间缩短的时候，他们这些的信息就越来越的强。
So starting with chapter 11, which is the Passion Week.Of Mark, Mark chapter 11 of the passage.
在马可福音的十一章开始的是主耶稣要这个遇难的开始。
So Sunday he entered the city. That's we know that as a triumphant entry.
在周日的时候他进到城里面，这是一个非常得胜的一个进入。
People were praising Hosanna. Hosanna is the highest.
很多人呢就说何塞纳和何撒纳啊，这个神的名可以被称许。
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
奉主名来的是应当称颂的。
Right, and then the next day, which is Monday, he went back to the temple. And then that's when he cleansed the temple.
第二天他就到了这个圣殿，他也洁净圣殿。
That's when he says, "This is my house, will be called a house of prayer, but you have made it into a den of robbers."
就是那个时候，主说我的殿必成为万国祷告的殿，你们倒成使它成为贼窝了。
And obviously, people were not happy about what he did.
当然，人大家都对主耶稣所做的并不喜悦。
And then comes Tuesday is when Jesus went back to the temple and was met with a lot of challenges.
这礼拜二的时候主就回到圣殿，那也有很多人来挑战我们的主。
The Pharisees and Sadducees, they come over with topics such as marriage in heaven, or paying Caesar taxes, or the source of his authority.
这些撒都该人呢、啊、或者是这些法利赛人就有很多该不该给这些这个该不该交税的事情，还有很多其他的事情来为难主耶稣。
And through these questions and the way Jesus answered these questions, Jesus have showed these people that they have no idea about the heart of God.
主就借着这些的例子呢，使他们能够知道他们对于神的心意是没有什么了解。
And then at chapter 12, verse 38 to 40.
在12章的这个38节到40节。
Yeah, I'll read it. Watch out for these teachers of law. They like to walk around in flowing robes and be greeted with respect in the marketplace, and have the most important seats in the synagogues and the place of honor at banquets. They devour widows' houses for a show.Make lengthy prayers, these men will be punished most severely.
耶稣在教训之间说，你们要防备文士，他们好穿长衣游行，喜欢人在街市上问他们的安，又喜爱坐会堂里的高位，宴席上的首位。他们侵吞寡妇的家产，假意做很长的祷告，这些人要受更重的刑罚。
As much as it hurts to hear these words spelled out exactly what's wrong with these false teachers.
虽然听起来这些话非常伤心，但是呢，这些却是他们的问题所在。
In the office, you'd also see a lot of people like this.
在公司里面或者办公室也有很多这样的人。
A lot of people, they will do the least amount of work possible.
有很多人在工作当中呢，他们做的非常少。
But whenever there's some special projects that comes up,
但是有些特别的项目的时候
，that can make them look good. You will see these people jump into these projects.
若是这些项目能够显示他们好，他们就会马上要投入。
And then after the project is done, they disappeared as if nothing else is their business.
当这些项目做完以后，他们就消失了，好像他们没有其他的事情可做。
They don't care about the team. They don't care about other coworkers. They only care about what's good for themselves.
他们不关心整个的团队，也不关心别人，只是关心他们能不能得到的认可。
None of us want to be around these kind of people, right?
我们没有人喜欢和这些人打交道。
So by this time on Tuesday afternoon, Jesus had a long day of talking, debating, answering questions from all these Pharisees and Sadducees.
在这个时候是礼拜二的下午了，主耶稣已经在这之前有很多的和这些人的挑战的讲论和回答。
At this point in time, there's no more public teachings. Jesus is tired. He wants some alone time.
这时候他们也没有在公开说太多，因为他也是身体很疲乏了。
So now Jesus is looking for something or someone that nobody else would notice.
这时候呢，主就做的事情呢是，好像别人没有意识到或者注意到的事情。
And today we'll learn a very significant lesson from a seemingly insignificant person.
那有时候我们会在一些很不起眼的人物和事物上能发现很重要的事情。
Let's read today's passage.
我们今天看今天的经文。
Mark chapter 12, verse 41 to 44.
是马可福音的十二章的四十一到四十四节。
I will first read in English and the translator can read in Chinese.
我们先读英文，再读中文。
Verse 41, Jesus sat down opposite the place where the offering were put and watched the crowd putting their money into the temple treasury. Many rich people threw in large amounts, but a poor widow came out and put in two very small copper coins, worth only a few cents. Calling his disciples to him, Jesus said, Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put in more into the treasury than all the others. They all gave out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty,putting everything, all she had to live on.
马可福音十二章四十一节，耶稣对银库坐着，看众人怎样投钱入库。有好些财主往里投了若干的钱，有一个穷寡妇来往里投了两个小钱，就是一个大钱。耶稣叫门徒来说：“我是在告诉你们，这穷寡妇投入库里的比众人所投的更多，因为他们都是自己有余拿出来投在里头。”但这寡妇是自己不足，把她一切养生的都投上了。
That's a word of prayer.
我们有一点祷告。
Father, we thank you for this opportunity to open up your word.
天父，我们感谢你给我们机会可以打开你的话。
Although this passage we are reading today is very simple and familiar to us.
虽然我们读的经文是非常的简单，也很熟悉。
But we know that in there, there's infinite life and wisdom that you plan to give us.
但是我们知道那里有你无限的这样的智慧要给予我们。
Lord, may you bless the mouth of the speaker.
求你来祝福讲的。
And may you open up the ears of our hearts.
你也把我们心里的眼睛打开。
That we may receive your word.
我们可以看到你的话语。
In your name we pray.
我们奉你的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
So after a long day, Jesus is probably tired, and he found a place to sit.
经过这一天的劳累，我们的主可能是很劳累，所以他就坐下来。
And the place he found to sit, according to biblical scholars, is called Court of the Women.
主所坐的地方呢，有人所研究的就是讲到那个女院这个地方。
Right, he was looking at the treasury. The treasury was in the court of the women.
他是对着银库，这银库呢是在女院当中。
So the temple, the whole temple is on a big, big, rectangular platform.
这个整个圣殿呢是在一个这样的一个方形的区域。
It's about 3 football fields wide and 5 football fields long.
是三个足球场这么宽，五个足球场这么长。
And the outer perimeter, the outer court is called the court of the Gentile.
在外院呢，是讲到是外邦人的院。
And that means the Gentile can go, that's the only place Gentiles can go.
这是外邦人所能够进到的最里的地方。
They are not, Gentiles are not allowed to go further inside.
因为外邦人不允许超过外院再进到更里面。
Actually, there's a sign on all the entryway saying, if you pass beyond this point, you will die.
甚至有一个警告牌子说呢，若是你超过这个线，界限呢，你会死的。
That's right, the outer court is called the court of Gentiles.
所以呢，外院呢，就是讲到是说外邦人的院。
And then within the court of Gentiles, there's a court of the women.
就在这个外院当中有一个叫女院的地方。
This is the same principle applies. This is as far as women can go.
这里呢，是同样的原则，这是讲到女人只能够到这个地步。
They cannot go any further into the temple.
他们也不能够继续进入向圣殿方向的更里的层次。
And then here within the court of the woman, that's where they have all the treasury.
就在这里有一个银库设立。
And obviously treasury is where people give their money.
这就是在这里捐钱的地方。
And the way they set up these treasury is they have 13 large trumpet-like vessels, so you can throw your money in coins into this vessel.
这是设立的是有13个像一个喇叭形状的这个投钱的一些的箱子。
And the way they design these vessels is so that it will amplify the sound of coins as coins tumble their way in.
这些的箱子呢有一个放大的作用，就是你投币的时候那个声音是很响的。
And if you only drop a few small coins, people can tell it sounded like a few small coins.
若是你只投了几个小的钱币，那你可以听出是几个小的钱币。
But if you drop a big bag of silver coins or even gold coins, it will sound very, very significant.
若是你把一大堆的金币、银币或者是铜币倒下去的话呢，那个声音会。是大家都知道是很多的钱进去了。
The whole idea is to let people know how much money is going into the treasury, or how much this person is giving into the treasury.
好像是特别让人所设计这个箱子，让人知道多少钱大体进到里面。
Right now in America, we don't have this kind of concept.
在美国没有这个概念。
When we donate, we like to donate quietly.
我们捐钱的时候呢，是在暗地里捐。
So people don't know how much or how little you have donated.
人们也不知道你到底捐的多还是捐的少。
I remember when I was a lot younger, the church I attended to was kind of had one of those baggies where you pass around where you drop your donation in.
在我年轻的时候，参加一些聚会呢，它是。有一些的这个装置或者是盘子或者箱子来递给大家来收这个捐献。
So during church, they'll pass it around and everybody would reach into the pocket and drop something into the bag.
在聚会的时候呢，有人就会来把这个盘子传下来，人就会从口袋里把钱拿出来放在其中。
Of course, my father would give me a few coins so I can also contribute.
那时候我父亲会给我一些的钱币，让我也来参与这样的捐献。
I remember I would purposely throw the coin into the bag as hard as I can.
我记得我有时候会把这个钱币很使劲地投到这个箱这个装置当中。
So just to make sure people around me know I put something in there.
好让大家知道呢，我确实投了什么东西在这其中。
But now everything's electronic, so you can't do that anymore.
现在呢，大家都是用电子的方式，所以没有办法再这样做。
But back in the days, again, public giving is very routine.
那个时候主耶稣的时候呢，公开的这样的捐钱呢是非常的常见的。
It's a religious as well as a patriotic symbol.
是宗教的，也是一个爱国的一个象征。
For us, especially in Northern Jersey, it's kind of hard to appreciate or to comprehend what they're going through back then.
在新泽西的北部呢，我们很难了解或者是领会那个时候的情形。
For them, that massive temple, again, this temple is massive, right? 5 football fields wide, 3 football fields long. This massive temple is a reminder of the glorious days of their forefathers.
这个三个足球场宽五个足球场这样长的这么一个圣殿的这样的区域呢，是非常的宏大的。使得他们想起当年他们鼎盛时期的规模。
Right, how God led them out of Egypt and conquered their way into the land of Canaan.
让他们想到他们当年的先祖被神所带领离开埃及进入迦南的情形。
They conquered country after country, killed king after kings.
他们征服了列国，并且征服了列王。
Through King Saul to King David to the glorious days of King Solomon, they had everything.
从扫罗王到大卫王，甚至到所罗门王，他们这样的一个辉煌的时代。
But because of their disobedience, God sent them into exile, not just one, but two exiles, and now they're under Roman occupation.
因为他们的不顺服神，他们就两次被掳，现在呢，成为在罗马这个帝国的统治之下的一群人。
And so these religious Jewish people, they are expected to donate to show nationalism as well as patriotism and devotion.
这些的由这样光景中的犹太人，他们捐献的时候呢，不仅是讲到他们的这个国家的这个概念，爱国的概念，也是他们这样的一个使他自己能够被尊重的概念。
So donating a large amount of money shows the people that you care, you love this country, and you also love God.
多捐献钱使得他们能够显示更爱国，也更加的爱神。
It's like during election season, you see people, some of them don't really care, but some of them, they will decorate everything just to show their support of some candidate.
就像我们在美国大选，我们有时候看很多人并不感兴趣，但一旦到大选的时候，他们就会竖起很多牌子来支持他们所选的这个竞选人。
So while the disciples are admiring the magnificent building and the people that's coming and showing their passion and patriotism and nationalism for the Jewish nation.
当这些门徒看到这个宏大的建筑啊，还有这些人来人往来，使他们的爱国也好，他们爱神也好的表现的时候
，Jesus noticed something else。
但是我们的主却是关心一些其他的事情。
Actually, he noticed somebody unique。
他注意到的一个非常特别的人。
Verse 42, but a poor widow came.And putting two very small copper coins worth only a few cents.
在四十二节说，有一个穷寡妇来，往里投了两个小钱，就是一个大钱。
Right, it's very uninteresting. Why would Jesus look at this poor widow when everybody else is looking at those who are more significant?
这实在是很特别哈，我们的主所注意的不是他其他人所注意的宏大的事情，而是一个非常不起眼的事情。
Why is she interesting? Is it because she's poor and she only had two small coins? Is that what makes it interesting?
我们的主感兴趣是因为这个人穷寡妇穷啊，只有两个小钱吗？
There are lots of poor people back then.
那里有那时候有很多的穷人。
And there are also lots of rich people, but who's only willing to offer perhaps two small coins.
有很多的富人，他们捐献的也不多。
No, what makes this woman interesting is that that's all she had.
主对这个人穷寡妇有兴趣，是因为她是这是她所有的。
And because that's all she had, and she offered it all.That made her offering more interesting than everybody else's offering.
因为他把一切养生的都投上了，所以我们的主对他感兴趣。
Verse 43, calling his disciples, Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put in more in the treasury than all the others. They all gave out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in everything, all she had to live on."
耶稣叫门徒来说，我实在告诉你们，这穷寡妇投入库里的比众人所投的更多，因为他们都是自己有余拿出来投在里头，但这寡妇是自己不足，把她一切养生的都投上了。
So Jesus knew this is a good teaching moment for his disciples.
主耶稣知道这个时候是教训他门徒的一个好机会。
He goes, come, stop looking at all these other rich people. Look at this woman.
他说来不要去看那些富人来看这一个穷寡妇。
You see, that's the two little coins that nobody cares about. That's all she's got.
你看这两个小钱大家都不会注意到，但是这是她一切养生的。
And she gave everything. Although that's not significant, but she gave all that she has into the temple treasury.
虽然他投的很少，但是呢，他却把他一切所有的都投到这个银库里面了。
Other people they gave it out of their extras, but she gave everything she needed into the treasury.
其他人都是自己有余拿出来投在其里，但是这个寡妇呢，不然她是把一切养生的都投上了。
Right, what Jesus is trying to do here is stop looking at the outside.But what God cares about is the inside.
主耶稣这里所说的就是停止看事情的外部，而是来看这个事情的它的里面。
We humans, we look at what's visible, but God, he looks at what's invisible.
我们作为人常常看的是所见的，但是神要看到所不见的。
Right, we're all experts at this. We also have lots of experience of this.
我们都是专家，我们有很多经验在这方面。
We look at outward experience.
我们来看外面的经验。
Right, our performance.
我们
whether it's in school or at work, we look at each other based on what we can or cannot do.
我们无论是工作在学校里，我们要看他成绩啊，是能外面能够测量的成绩。
We look at each other's social status.We look at the cars that they drive, the kind of house they live, the kind of decorations they have, what they wear, what they use. We look at that and we decide who this person is.
我们看一个人他的这个在社会中的地位，我们要看他的开的车、住的房子，还有他的这个所装饰的，他所穿戴的，以及他用的东西就可以看出来。
And then we also look at, nowadays, we look at social media.How many followers? How many people like this guy? is this guy worth our attention or not?
我们也看社交的媒体， 看他有多少跟随的人，有多少喜欢他这个所做的事情的人啊，来测量这个人的社会的这个情形。
But Jesus here is saying he cares more about what's inside of the person.
但是主在这里所说的，他更关心一个人的内里的光景。
What is in his heart?
他心里是怎样的光景？
Rest of the world, we like to look at what each person can give or can do, but Jesus, through looking at the heart, he likes to see why are each person doing what they're doing.
我们外面的人喜欢，我们看外面的人喜欢看他给多少，他做什么，但是我们的主更关心这些做或者是给的背后的原因是什么。
See, wealthy people, they gave a lot, but they gave it out of their extra. They'll be fine without these things that they give away.
富人呢所给的是他自己有余，他即使没有这些也没有问题。
But this poor widow, she had nothing. When she gave it all, she doesn't know where her next meal is going to come from.
但是这个穷寡妇把所有养生的投上的时候，她甚至不知道她下一顿饭从哪儿来。
But her act of giving shows that she trusts God.More than herself.
但是他这样的积极的给予，正是显出他对神的信心。
Brother and sister, don't get me wrong. I'm not asking you to go home and empty your bank accounts.
弟兄姊妹，不要误解我。我不是说你要回去把你自己的银行存款全拿出来给出。
But this is a call to ask ourselves, where is our heart?
这是一个对我们心的呼召，问我们的心所在。
For example,
举例
，If my wife is not feeling well,
比方说我的太太感觉不好。
If okay, this is never happened. I mean, what? Anyways, if my wife is not feeling well, and I give her a box of chocolate, and that made her feel a little better.
假设我的太太呢感觉不好，我给她一包的这个巧克力，她就突然就高兴起来。
And then the next time she feels unhappy, I also do the same thing. I give her a box of chocolate, and she feels better.
下次呢，她不高兴的时候，我仍然给她一包的巧克力，她就高兴起来。
And then so in my head, I go, unhappy wife, chocolate, happy wife.
我在我里面就建了一个联系，就是我太太高兴和这个巧克力是有关系的。
So every time my wife is unhappy, I just give her a box of chocolate and I'm done.
所以每一次我太太不高兴的时候，我就自动拿出巧克力来，我觉得这问题就解决了。
How many times do you think that's going to work?
你猜测多少时候这样会持续能够工作呢？
Do you think my wife will be happy after the 30th time?
你想我要是这样做30次以后，我太太还会高兴吗？
Brothers and sisters, that is what I call religion.
弟兄姊妹，这就是宗教所代表的。
Is when you do a few things just to make sure your God is happy.
就是说我们做些常规的事情，我们希望我们的神高兴。
But in a healthy relationship, boxes of chocolate will not do.
但是在一个正常的关系中呢，一个健康的关系中，只是巧克力是不足够的。
Giving each other gift may be an outpour of your affection with one another, but it is not meant to replace that relationship.
给礼物呢是我们从心中发出来的一种的情感，但是呢不能代表我们的真正的关系。
Money cannot replace the heart.
钱不能代表我们的心。
We all have heard stories where the parents are busy, so they just dump money and loads of money into their children, hoping that can replace the relationship.
我们都有知道的例子，这些父母亲很忙的时候，他会把很多钱给孩子，觉得这些钱可以代替他们的关系。
And then the end result is spoiled kids, but but I'm insecure.
的结果就是这些孩子们没有安全感，他们是被惯坏的。
Or you say, fine, I won't use money, I'll spend time with each other.
你会说，我不仅用钱，我还会用时间。
But through this whole pandemic, one thing we're sure is that time, even time is not enough.
我们在这个疫情当中，我们发现呢，甚至时间也不足够。
Just because you spend a lot of time stuck in your house with your mom and dad doesn't mean you are going to have a good relationship with your mom and dad.
当孩子们和父母亲在疫情当中常常有在家里一起待的时间，并不意味着他们的关系是改变了。
Matter of fact, through this pandemic, a lot of the domestic problem was revealed because of the extended stay with each other.
正相反，有很多的情形是我们在一起待的时间长了，暴露出我们之间的关系的软弱。Time
and money cannot replace relationship.
时间和金钱不能够替代我们的关系。The
problem is at the heart.
我们的问题是在于我们的心。We
have to learn to ask ourselves, what are we doing exactly, and why are we doing these?
我们需要问我们自己，我们到底在做什么？我们为什么要这样做？
Throughout the Bible, Old Testament to the New Testament, one of the most clear messages, God wants our heart.
无论是旧约还是新约，都显明神要来得着我们的心。
In Proverbs 23, verse 26, he says, My son, give me your heart, and I will... And let your eyes delight in my ways.
在箴言的二十三章的二十六节，他说呢，我儿要将你的心归我，你的眼目也要喜悦我的道路。And
in Matthew chapter 6, verse 21, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
在马太福音的二十六章的二十一节，马太福音二十六章二十一节。
Matthew chapter 6, verse 21, sorry.
这里讲，因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
Brothers and sisters, God absolutely hates heartless worship.
弟兄姊妹们，神非常的恨恶没有心的敬拜。
The Old Testament, oftentimes, God says, I don't want your sacrifice, your heartless sacrifice. I absolutely find it disgusting.
在旧约中，神常提到，若是你没有心，我厌恶你们的奉献。
We can donate, we can give to charities, we can even join Bible study or attend multiple Sunday sessions. But if our heart is not with God, we're just fooling ourselves.
我们若是做一些的事情，包括奉献、聚会啊，很多的事情，若是我们的心不在其中呢，在神看来没有意义。
You see, the rich, they offer what was convenient for them. They gave out of their abundance. Whatever they have left over, they can give to God.
我们知道呢，在这些富人的情形中，很多是因为他们很富有有余，他们把剩的给了神。You
ever walk around the city and then bump into the homeless?
你有没有在城里面走的时候，会遇到一些的穷人是没有家的？
Well, usually, if you see them far down the road, you kind of go to the opposite side of the road, or you take a little detour so that you don't have to encounter them.
有时候你会走到街的另一边，或者绕开他们，不喜欢和他们有正面的这样的交往。But
sometimes they will surprise you, and then you kind of caught off guard, and then you kind of have to give something.
有时候呢，你没有预备好，他就来到你的面前，你呢也不得不给他一些钱。And
then you go through your wallet. In the wallet, you see $100 bill, $20 bill, and then a few coins.
你的钱包里面可能有100块钱，有20块钱，也有一些的零钱。If you're
lucky, you find a few coins, you drop a few coins in there.
你要是幸运的话呢，你就把那些有的这些的零钱给他。
But sometimes, at least for me, sometimes if I see the $100 bill and then no coins, I'll just tell him, sorry, I don't have anything.
如果像我一样的话呢，我会，若是只有100块钱，没有其他钱的话，我会告诉他我没有钱。
But isn't that oftentimes our attitude for God?
这个是不是也是我们对于神的态度呢？
We kind of look around and see what's convenient that I can give him.
我们常常会看一看到底我们给神是对我们是什么最方便的。
Not just to God, we even do it to our families too.
不只是对我们，不只是对神，而对我们的家庭也是一样。
Oftentimes, we don't have time for our wife, our spouse, our kids, but we will always have time for our boss or coworkers.
有时候我们对于我们的妻子、配偶或者家里人、孩子们没有时间，但是我们对我们的公司的老板和我们所这个重要的事情，我们有时间。
We often don't have time for devotions, but we always have time. Somehow, we always have time. For our cell phones, for Netflix, and for catching up on the news and all the other stuff.
我们常常与神亲近的时间，我们觉得没有，但是我们却有很多时间在社交媒体，在其他的事情上有时间。
It's really easy to say we don't have time for God or for church stuff, but we always somehow have time for extracurricular activities.
我们常常会发现，对神、对教会，我们没有时间；但是对我们课外的一些活动或者一些其他的事情，我们有时间。Working
with the youth, I got to see a lot of what's going on in their family.
我和青少年来一起工作的时候呢，我发现他们家庭的一些的问题。I
asked them, "Hey, how come you're not coming Sundays anymore? You're not even joining Zoom or Friday Bible study. What's going on?"
我会问他们有些，就说你们为什么主日不来参加我们在线上的聚会或者周五的聚会？
And then they'll say, well, their parents told them that they should study more, and skipping church is okay because you got this test coming up, you got this competition coming up, and then you have this practice, this recital, all these excuses for not coming to church.
这些青少年会告诉我，他们的父母亲会告诉他呢，因为你要准备这个比赛那个的项目这样的一个表演，或者是那样的一个功课，所以呢，这个教会的事情可以你可以不参加。And
over time, these kids they know they learn what is important and what is not important.
在时间上，这些孩子们就明白哪些重要，哪些不重要。
Our priorities, how we spend our time, shows where our heart is.
我们的优先的次序，怎么样使用时间，是显明我们的心的所在。Right,
we all appreciate it when somebody gives us their best.
我们常常非常的感恩，有些人把他们最好的给出来。Right,
on a dinner table, oftentimes you see the grandparents. Give the first piece of meat or fish to the grandkids.
在一起吃饭的时候，我们发现有很多年长的和爷爷辈的会把这些最好的食物给这些孙子辈的。And
when somebody gives you their best, how do you feel? You feel like you are cherished, right?
当有人把最好的给你的时候，你会感觉到你被爱。
Or opposite, how would you feel on a dinner table, people give you the stuff that they don't want to eat, the leftovers?
正相反的话，若是有人在一起吃饭的时候把那些剩的，别人不喜欢吃的给你的话，你有什么样的感受？
Right, in the book of Genesis, God complimented Abel because Abel gave the fat of the firstborn, the best of the best.
当然，在这个创世之中，我们看到神呢，非常的喜悦这个亚伯所献的那个在他的牲畜当中的那个肥的。While
his brother Cain also gave something to God, but he gave something That's not the best.
该隐所给的呢，却不是他所最好的。
Brothers and sisters, we have to remember, God doesn't need anything from us. He is perfect. He is completely perfect without our offering.
弟兄姊妹，我们要记得，我们的主并不需要我们给他什么，因为他是完全的，他都能满足自己。
Yet, through what we offer to him, it shows where our hearts are.
但是通过我们所给他的，可以让他知道我们的心的所在。
In order to give God our best, we really have to put an effort into it, right? We have to be intentional about it. Otherwise, it wouldn't be the best.
要给神我们最好的，我们必须尽我们的能力，我们要有我们的心来借着要做这件事情。
If we give to God what is only convenient to us, then I'm sorry, that's not intentional anymore. That's just being convenient.
我们给神若是只是我们方便给的话呢，就不是我们尽的心愿去做啊，给神最好的。
Another thing that came out of the whole COVID pandemic is we got to see the hearts of some people.
在整个的疫情期间，我们也看到一些人的心。
We started to gather here in person, and we can tell that there's significant benefit of gathering in person.
我们在一起这样在会所聚会的时候呢，我们会有很多的一些的优势是在线上没有的。
But so we try to encourage brothers and sisters to join us in person.
我们激励或者是勉励弟兄姊妹能够在会所的话，可以在会所。
And I ask a lot of brothers and sisters after a lot of times asking, "Hey, how come you're not coming in person?"
我会问很多的弟兄姊妹说，为什么你不能够亲自到会所
？I'm not saying that's the only way to worship God, but I'm saying this will help us rebuild our relationship a little bit better.
我不是说呢，这是唯一的这个聚会的一种方式啊，我只是说这种可能会改进一些我们之间的在主里面的关系。
But again, some of these parents will say, "My kids got football practice after church, or they have Chinese school after church, so it's a bit inconvenient to go to church."
这有些父母亲会说，他们的孩子呢，因为在会后又有足球比赛或者是其他的事情，所以他们不方便来到会所聚会。
Or we have this plan or that plan, and we can't really make it to church on time, so it's just better for us to stay home.
或者是我们有很多这样那样的计划，所以我们没有时间呢到这个会所来参加。
Brothers and sisters, since when is worshiping God something that's supposed to be convenient?
什么时候开始我们会觉得我们敬拜神呢是要方便才行？
Do not give to our God your leftover stuff.
不要把你自己剩的饭、剩的事情、剩的东西给神。
In the book of Malachi, chapter 1, verse 8 to 10, it says, Malachi chapter 1, verse 8 through 10, it says, "When you offer blind animals in sacrifice, is that not evil? And when you offer those that are lame or sick, is that not evil? Present that to your governor. Will he accept you or show you favor? Says the Lord of hosts. And now entreat the favor of God, that he may be gracious to us. With such a gift from your hand, will he show favor to any of you? Says the Lord of hosts. Oh, there were only one among you who has shut the doors, that you might not kindle fire in my altar in vain. I have no pleasure in you, says the Lord of hosts, and I will not accept an offer from your hand."
马拉基书第一章的第八、第九到十节，他说：“你们将瞎眼的献为祭物，这不为恶吗？将瘸腿的、有病的献上，这不为恶吗？你献给你的省长，他岂喜悦你？岂能看你的情面吗？这是万军之耶和华说的。现在我劝你们恳求神，他好施恩于我们， 这汪献的事，既有你们经手，他岂能看你们的情面吗？这是万军之耶和华说的。甚愿你们中间有一人关上殿门，免得你们突然在我坛上烧火。万军之耶和华说，我不喜悦你们，也不从你们手中收纳供物。
God wants our heart, and what we show and offer him shows what our heart thinks of him.
神要我们的心，我们向他所献的能表明我们的心。
Now the beautiful thing about this story is not the how much this widow gave.
在我们所讲的这个穷寡妇的故事中呢，讲的这个美丽的是在于，不是在于我们献上多少。
The beautiful part about this story is that she did it out of her heart.
美丽之处是在于她是从心里面献给神。
Compared to other people, she really offered nothing.
对于其他人所比较量上，她实在是好像没献上什么。
The two copper coins or two little pennies can feed no one, can decorate nothing. It is insignificant compared to what the wealthy people had to offer.
两个小钱呢，也不能供给人多少吃，也不能使圣殿能够装饰什么。但是呢，比起和其他的人，也是微不足道。
And actually, by law, by the Jewish law, actually the Mosaic law, she didn't need to offer anything.
按照摩西的律法，她甚至这个光景不需要献上什么。
She is protected. In fact,The religious leaders, they are supposed to take care of her.
她是所谓的那种在律法下被保护的，那些的这些的宗教上那些富有人应该来供给这些的穷寡妇。
The fact that she had only two small coins shows you there's something wrong with the religious system.
这个穷寡妇只有两个小钱，就说明了在那个的宗教的系统中有缺陷。
So she didn't need to offer at all.
穷寡妇不需要献什么。
And she had perfectly good reason and good excuse, yet she offered all she had.
她有完美的理由和这样的借口，她可以不需要献任何事情。
Yet with the right heart,Even the smallest offering can be extremely pleasing to our God.
但是呢，若是我们的心对最小的奉献，也是对神有他的神也喜悦。
Right when Jesus fed the 5,000,
当主耶稣喂饱五千人的时候
，that little boy he can easily said, "This little thing I have, how can I feed?" So many people, I might as well just satisfy my own stomach and get over with.
那个小男孩呢，可以说呢，我有的特别少，我只够我自己吃的啊，我没有办法喂饱这些人。
But this little boy had something that there's something in his heart that he wants to give to Jesus.
但是这个的小男孩呢，在他心中愿意把他有的给主耶稣。
And Jesus took that insignificant amount and made it extremely significant.
主耶稣就把这个非常有限的能够变成极大的一个供应。
Both the boy and this poor widow, they showed unreserved faith for the Lord.
无论是小男孩还是穷寡妇，对着神有他没有限制的信心。
They may not know how the Lord is going to use.What little things they have to offer, but they believe the Lord is capable, and so they did.
他们对神要怎样使用他们的奉献不知道，但是他们相信神能做。
Brothers and sisters, we really need to stop thinking about our gift, our talents are unacceptable.
弟兄姊妹，我们要停止来思考我们所给的是不是有限是不是不被神接纳。
Our time, our prayers, our language skills, if you give them to the Lord can do incredible things. That's out of your imagination.
我们所有的一点的这样的技巧也好，才能也好，若是我们真心给予神，神可以做极大的事情。
If our heart is right with the Lord, What we offer, no matter how insignificant we think, will be acceptable and he will use them.
若是我们的心对着神是对的，我们奉献的无论是多么的不起眼，神都可以用来为着他的工作和荣耀。
Right now, our church is looking for a youth minister.
现在我们那边的聚会呢，在找一个服侍青少年的一个传道人。
And a lot of people say, we need him to have certain credential, certain degree, certain graduate from certain seminary, and all that other fancy stuff.
有人会说呢，这个人呢需要有他好的背景，他的拿的学位啊，受的神学的训练。
Yes, properly a servant that's properly equipped will be nice.
当然，做神的仆人需要被装备啊，这是好的。
But somebody with the right heart, that's even more important.
但是，这个人有没有对神的心是正确的，这是更重要的。
Let me ask you guys, how many of us, because we heard a message or from some acclaimed speaker that changed our lives?
我来问大家。有多少是情况，你是你的心或者你的情形得到改变，是因为有人来向你说神的话。
That person who spoke to you is some world acclaimed speaker, and he has all these degrees and all these background. How many of us have our lives changed because we heard one or two messages from people like that?
有没有我们的生命被改变，是因为那些世界上非常有名的人，他们有很多的这样的才干也好，他们的背景也好，是这些人改变了我们的生命。
But how many of our lives has been changed because some uncles and aunties who barely speak English decide to spend time with us?
有多少人呢？是因为有些不起眼的我们的叔叔伯伯。或者是阿姨啊，他们愿意把时间和我们花时间一起的来追求。
I'm here today because of these kinds of uncles and aunties.
我能够站在这里，是因为有这样的很多的我的叔叔和阿姨帮助我，才成为这样的。
They spend time, they spend money, and endless amount of patience on me and the likes of me.So that today I can stand here and testify that God does wonders.
因为他们花时间、花金钱、花那些无限的这样的爱耐心来和我的生命打交道，使得我今天能够来见证神他的作为。
A lot of them barely speak English.
他们很多人甚至都不太会说英文。
But because they're willing to offer themselves up, God used them to do amazing works.
但是因为他们愿意把自己献上，被神使用，神就借着他们能成就奇妙的工作。
Don't think what we have is insignificant, and so therefore we get to do nothing.
不要认为我们做的或者我们有的是那样不起眼不重要，我们就停止来向着神献出。
Do not have the mentality of, oh, let the professionals do that. I don't know how to do that. Therefore, I'll just let the professionals do it.
不要有这样的态度，要让那些好像做得好的那些的，好像职业的那样的人去做。我不职业，所以我不需要做。
Every single one of us is precious in the eyes of God. He bought every single one of us with his precious blood. Therefore, what we offer from our hearts will be just as precious.
我们每一个弟兄姊妹在神的眼中都是宝贵的。我们从心中向主的奉献在他看来都是喜悦的。
Again, if we think God only wants the good stuff that the professionals have to offer,then we will forever stay on the sidelines and stay useless.
再强调一点，就是若是我们只是停留在让那些好像我们认为他们非常职业的人去做的话，我们会永远站在那个旁观者的角度啊，向神没有任何的奉献。
Look at what Jesus did with the widow.
我们来看我们耶稣啊，主耶稣他对于这个穷寡妇的所做的。
Although we may not know her name, but her deeds are written down forever.
我们不知道这个穷寡妇的名字，但是她所做的却是纪念在圣经中，能够有永久的果效。
See, this passage can be viewed as a convergence of two themes.
我们可以看这短的经文呢，有两个线汇聚在一起。
It's both a warning and an encouragement.
不光是一个警告，也是一个激励。
The warning is, where is our heart?
这个警告就是我们的心在哪里。
Are we offering to God what is convenience? What is our leftovers?
我们向神的奉献是我们方便的，是我们剩余的吗？
Again, this is not a call to go and empty your bank account or quit your job or quit school, but this is a call to ask ourselves, who is my Lord?
这个不是要我们把我们自己的钱或者是放弃我们的职业或者学习，而是对我们的心说，我们的主到底是谁。
Whose voice do I really listen to? Who would I get out of my comfort zone to serve?
我们这个所听从的到底是谁？我们所觉得该做的到底是对着谁做的？
Brothers and sisters, we really need to get out of the mentality of I'll serve when I'm ready, I'll serve when I'm free. That's giving God our leftovers.
我们应该停止我们一个光景，就是我们要说我要到预备好的时候，我们才能够来服侍神。
This is also a passage of encouragement.
这也是一个对我们那个极大的激励。
Faith of this widow, who in her devotion to God made an offering, even out of her poverty.
这个穷寡妇对神的信心就使得她在极其贫穷的状况可以向神献上。
It's not about how much she offered.
不是你能献多少。
It's about what's in her heart that made her give that offering.
是关于她，是在于她的心。是在怎样的情况给出他所一切养生的。
You know, there's a song, it's called Lord, I offer up my heart to you.
那有一个诗歌是讲到主啊，我把我的心归给你。
Think about it. Those of us who go to work, often we will do anything for our boss.
你想一想，当我们工作的时候呢，甚至我们可以为着我们的老板能够做任何的事情。
Overtime without pay, work on weekends, night and day, this and that. We all have lots of experience of working for our boss.
甚至我们加班工作，去掉我们不去休假，这些我们都为着这个我们的老板能做到。
Yet.One or two mistakes later, you're just another expendable employee.
因为你要犯一两个错误呢，你可能会被解雇。
Here we have a God who is all-knowing, all-powerful, yet he says, I want your heart.
这里面有一个全知全能的神，他对我们说，我愿得着你的心。
I want to turn your heart of stone into a heart of flesh.
我要把你的石心变成肉心。
I have engraved your name on my hands.
我已经把你的名字刻在我的手心上。
This is the God we worship.
这是我们所敬拜的神。
And he wants our hearts.
他要我们的心。
So brothers and sisters, again, this passage is a passage that spoke to me dearly, and I want to share with you.
弟兄姊妹，这段的经文呢，在我的心中是非常的宝贵，我也愿意把这个宝贵的经文与弟兄姊妹一起分享。
Where's our heart, and what are we doing with it?
我们的心在哪里？我们怎样用我们的心做事情？
Let's bow for a word of prayer.
我们再低头有些祷告。
Father, every time we open up your word, we are just filled with amazement.
天父，每一次我们打开你的话，我们就何等惊奇。
Such short story, yet so precious and deep.
这么短的一个故事，却是如此的宝贵和深入。
Lord, we have to admit and confess that our hearts all over the place.
我们实在是必须承认，我们的心实在是到处都是。
But if you are willing, you can bring our hearts back to you.
但是你却可以把我们的心重新转向你。
So Lord, we lift up our prayer, we lift up our hearts. May you bring our hearts back to you.
所以主，我们愿意举起我们的心和我们的祷告，求你把我们的心继续重新转向你。
Because only you are worthy.
因为只有你配得。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们奉耶稣主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.